individually been looking for is harmony between them and their inner being. And when they are both looking for that alignment first, then everything rolls along just fine. You know what it's like. Have you ever gotten out there on that raw and ragged edge where everything bothers you? And then you get into that place of alignment where nothing bothers you? And so what you're really wanting to do is just get your sea legs. And most of you have trained yourselves in relationships to do something quite contrary to that. Most of you have literally said, we were on good behavior at first, and that's the promise that we made to each other that we would keep. And so we have this sort of false premise of the reality of the life experience that we're going to have together. And I need you to be this way so that I can feel better, which steps all over your toes of freedom. And it never, ever, ever, ever works. The only thing that ever really makes for an ongoing expanding relationship is the attitude on one part or the other. It's best when two can come to it, but it is enough for one to come to it that says, nothing is more important to me than that I feel good. And I want so much to feel good, and you are such a predominant part of my life that I'm going to train myself to look at the things about you that make me feel good.
So and make a list?
Literally, a book of positive aspects. And nothing will bring you closer. In other words, can you imagine how lovely it would be to be in the gaze of someone who only saw your absolute value and reflected only that back to you, no matter what? How refreshing. That's what your inner being always does, but sometimes you get far enough out of whack that you can't feel that. So to have someone who lives with you doing that, and that's what you did to each other when you first came together. That's what that feeling of falling in love is. And that's why you're so bummed when the other one doesn't keep it up. You said you'd love me. You don't bring me flowers anymore. You don't treat me the way you used to. Things have changed. It's not the same. And we say, because that was a false premise. You were saying to the other, you need to behave in a certain way to make me feel good. And we say, what you're wanting to say instead is, I'm going to behave in a way that makes me feel good, which means your behavior is irrelevant to how I feel. I want so much to feel good that I'm going to train myself. And if there are no redeeming qualities here, then I will look further into my universe to find them. But I'm determined to be tuned in, tapped in, turned on. I am going to be the collective consciousness that is having this experience with you. And when I am that, you are beautiful to me. So when you start seeing flaws in another, the first thing it means is not that they are flawed. The first thing it means is you're not in alignment with who you really are. And as we said earlier, that's really what's getting your goat, because you want to be in alignment.
When they find the flaws in you, how do you twist that?
When they find the flaws in you, you have to not notice that they're finding the flaws in you, because you can't do anything about them finding the flaws. You have to say, oh, you little flaw finder. You say, oh, you tempt me to stand on my head and show you only the best of me, but all that would do is make you pickier. In other words, all that would do is teach you the opposite of the way the universe works. All that would do is teach you that you can control the conditions so that you can feel better, which means you would have to live a very narrow world with only me in it, because I'm the only one in the entire universe that loves you enough to be exactly as you think you need me to be so that you can feel good. And I tried it for a while, but I'm sort of sick of it now.
Robin. Robin Crusoe.
Good.
Okay.
Clear enough?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, now what? Stand. Yes. When you say, you make me happy, oh, you're treading on dangerous ground. And then when you say, you make me unhappy, you make me feel this way, what you want to say is, I feel good, and it's because I choose to. And then you're free. And then you can get down to the business of having a lovely relationship.